Hi, good afternoon. My name is Shelby Idson, and I have the name of this presentation is Hooter Hiders, Federal, State, and Local Laws Regarding Nursing in Public. And when we're talking about nursing in public, we are talking about anywhere where the public is invited or allowed. So that includes restaurants that may be privately owned, but they allow the public in. I have no financial relationships to disclose. And we all know breast is best. The World Health Organization recommends exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months of life and continue nursing for at least 1 year. I have almost a one-year-old that I'm still nursing, and I have a four-year-old as well. Disclosure. And the Healthy People 2020 objectives, they want to increase the number of mothers who have ever breastfed to about 81%. It's currently 74% based on the CDC breastfeeding 2011 report card, and increase the percentage of moms who nurse at 1 year to about 31% or 34%, from current 23.8. So they have a little bit of work to do in the next 9 years. The reason that we talk about that is one way to increase the percentage of nursing mothers is to allow nursing in public, because nursing in public is necessary. When you have two children, you have to engage the older child. You're in zoos, you're in parks, you're in airports. You got to be able to nurse where you are. Mom and children need to feel comfortable going out in public to basically be an effective parent. First-time moms may feel very uncomfortable. I know that I was having problems breastfeeding my first, and I felt very uncomfortable. When I had latching issues, I felt very uncomfortable nursing in public. That brings up the... Oops, forgot one of my problems. To cover up or to not cover up, is it more discretionary to use a cover up, a Hooter hider, or in this case I use an Ergo almost every time, but is it more discreet to cover up or just not cover up? Because I know that my almost 1 year old is going to kick off any blanket that happens. That's obviously, this baby is not shy about nursing in public. Public policy can encourage or inhibit nursing in public. We can both allow or prohibit moms from nursing in public places. Public policy is at all levels of government. We have federal laws, state, local laws, and even the courts can weigh in on those, and the interaction between all is what we're going to be talking about. Public policy can take many forms. Speaking notes. Statutes are passed by legislatures and signed by executives at both the federal and the state level. Regulations are written by federal, state, and local departments who have authority to create such regulations from the legislature or executive. These are easier to create and change than laws. There are guidelines that are informal rules created by federal, state, and local departments, which may or may not be enforced or have legal consequences. These are even easier to create than regulations or statutes. But they're also easier to change in the other way. You know, you might have somebody new come in and they might not like nursing in public. Ordinances are created by local governmental bodies. This is federal policy. As of 1999, a woman may nurse in federal buildings or in federal land in public. This includes national parks, all federal buildings, and U.S. embassies. But while this is good, it's not enough, because that doesn't include a lot of land. In addition to federal policies, there are state policies. 46 laws, states now have laws which specifically allow a mother to breastfeed in any area of the public place where a mother is otherwise lawfully present. 29 states have laws which exempt breastfeeding from the definition of indecent exposure. These laws are separate. Probably for historical reasons about indecent exposure, and only 17 states have laws that both specifically allow a nursing mother's right to nurse in public and exempt breastfeeding from indecent exposure liability. I want to make clear, I didn't find any woman who's been prosecuted for nursing in public. There are no laws that prohibit breastfeeding in public. When we say states do have laws, it's protecting a mother's right to breastfeed. It is more if the other four states, well, it's really five states because that includes the District of Columbia, are silent on the matter. These are the number of states with breastfeeding laws over time. Really, it's a new thing. Well, relatively. Really, since 1993 have these laws been created and passed. You'll see a lot of states jumped on the bandwagon after 1999, after the federal law. State policies, if the majority of state policy encourages or at least allows nursing in public, why aren't more mothers doing it? Well, only six states have enforcement. And enforcement are laws that create penalties for people who interfere with a woman's right to breastfeed or creates a civil right for women to ensue to enforce a law. So what this means is that while you may be allowed to breastfeed in public, in the majority of states, if somebody tells you to stop, you don't have the right to sue to enforce that right to breastfeed. New Jersey, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Washington, and Wisconsin all have that right. The emphasis in the legislation is allowing public nursing and not in protecting women's right to nurse. There's also, it's very interesting because the emphasis in the legislation is also on the mom and not on the baby's right to breastfeed. I'm not aware of any law that that puts the emphasis on the baby. Women may not know their right to breastfeed in public is protected. Media campaigns are definitely needed. An example is, this is Matt and Maggie Gyllenhaal, and one of the suggestions is to have these celebrities in tabloids nursing in public on the fly, so that you catch them nursing in public. Current local policy. Nursing can also fall under local laws as well, local indecent exposure laws. Three states, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Utah, preempt localities from restricting a woman's right to breastfeed. What this means is that at the state level, they say localities cannot pass any kind of law on the matter at all. And this is both good and bad. It does protect a woman's right to breastfeed, and it kind of creates a blanket right for the state, not just depending on the locality. Definitions of obscene and indecent can vary on the locality, and the local ordinances protecting women's right to breastfeed are important because of this. Obscenity is a local definition, depending on rural versus city and what state you are in. In June of 2011, Nursing Mothers staged a nurse-in protest of Forest Park, Georgia's public nudity ordinance, and the city was prompted to change the ordinance. So what's become very popular, or I wouldn't say very popular, but becoming popular, is nursing mothers stage a nurse-in and they are able to create change. And that's it. Thank you for your time.